September 30th. My beloved Makar Alexievich, all is over. The die is cast. What my lot may have in store, I know not, but I am submissive to the will of God. Tomorrow, then, we depart. For the last time I take my leave of you, my friend beyond price, my benefactor, my dear one. Do not grieve for me, but try to live happily. Think of me sometimes, and may the blessing of Almighty God light upon you. For myself, I shall often have you in remembrance, and recall you in my prayers. Thus our time together has come to an end. Little comfort in my new life shall I derive from memories of the past. The more, therefore, shall I cherish the recollection of you, and the dearer will you ever be to my heart. Here you have been my only friend. Here you alone have loved me. Yes, I have seen all, I have known all. I have throughout known how well you love me. A single smile of mine, a single stroke from my pen, has been able to make you happy. But now you must forget me. How lonely you will be! Why should you stay here at all, kind, inestimable, but solitary friend of mine? To your care I entrust the book, the embroidery frame, and the letter upon which I had begun. When you look upon the few words which the letter contains, you will be able mentally to read in thought all that you would have liked further to hear or receive from me, all that I would so gladly have written, but can never now write. Think sometimes of your poor little Barbara, who loved you so well. All your letters I have left behind me in the top drawer of Theodora's chest of drawers. You write that you are ill, but Monsieur Bwikov will not let me leave the house today, so that I can only write to you. Also, I will write again before long. That is a promise. Yet God only knows when I shall be able to do so. Now we must bid one another forever farewell, my friend, my beloved, my own. Yes, it must be forever. Ah, how at this moment I could embrace you. Goodbye, dear friend. Goodbye. Goodbye. May you ever rest well and happy. To the end I shall keep you in my prayers. How my heart is aching under its load of sorrow. Monsieur Bwikov is just calling for me. Your ever-loving B. P.S. My heart is full. It is full to bursting of tears. Sorrow has me in its grip and is tearing me to pieces. Goodbye. My God, what grief! Do not forget your poor Barbara.
Beloved Barbara, my jewel, my priceless one, you are now almost en route. You are now just about to depart. Would that they had torn my heart out of my breast rather than have taken you away from me. How could you allow it? You weep, yet you go, and only this moment I have received from you a letter stained with your tears. It must be that you are departing unwillingly. It must be that you are being abducted against your will. It must be that you are sorry for me. It must be that you love me. Yet how will it fare with you now? Your heart will soon have become chilled and sick and depressed. Grief will soon have sucked away its life. Grief will soon have rent it in twain. Yes, you will die where you be and be laid to rest in the cold, moist earth where there is no one to bewail you. Monsieur Bwikov will only be hunting hares. Ah, my darling. My darling, why did you come to this decision? How could you bring yourself to take such a step? What have you done? Have you done? Have you done? Soon they will be carrying you away to the tomb. Soon your beauty will have become defiled, my angel. Ah, dearest one, you are as weak as a feather. And where have I been all this time? What have I been thinking of? I have treated you merely as a forward child whose head was aching. Oh, fool that I was, I neither saw nor understood. I have behaved as though, right or wrong, the matter was in no way my concern. Yes, I have been running about after fripperies. Ah, but I will leave my bed. Tomorrow I will rise, sound and well, and be once more myself. Dearest, I could throw myself under the wheels of a passing vehicle rather than that you should go like this. By what right is it being done? I will go with you. I will run behind your carriage if you will not take me. Yes, I will run, and run so long as the power is in me, and until my breath shall have failed. Do you know whither you are going? Perhaps you will not know, and will have to ask me. Before you there lie the steps, my darling. Only the steps, the naked steps, the steps that are as bare as the palm of my hand. There live only heartless old women and rude peasants and drunkards. There the trees have already shed their leaves. There abide but rain and cold. Why should you go thither? True, Monsieur Bwikov will have his diversions in that country. He will be able to hunt the hare. But what of yourself? Do you wish to become a mere estate lady? Nay, look at yourself, my seraph of heaven. Are you in any way fitted for such a role? How could you play it? To whom should I write letters? To whom should I send these missives? Whom should I call my darling? To whom should I apply that name of endearment? Where, too, could I find you? When you are gone, Barbara, I shall die. For certain, I shall die, for my heart cannot bear this misery. I love you as I love the light of God. I love you as my own daughter. To you I have devoted my love in its entirety. Only for you have I lived at all. Only because you were near me have I worked and copied manuscripts and committed my views to paper under the guise of friendly letters. Perhaps you did not know all this, but it has been so. How then, my beloved, could you bring yourself to leave me? Nay, you must not go. It is impossible. It is utterly impossible. The rain will fall upon you, and you are weak and will catch cold. The floods will stop your carriage. No sooner will it have passed the city barriers than it will break down, purposely break down. Here, in St. Petersburg, they are bad builders of carriages. Yes, I know well these carriage builders. They are jerry builders who can fashion a toy, but nothing that is durable. Yes, I swear they can make nothing that is durable. All that I can do is to go upon my knees before Monsieur Bwikov and to tell him all. To tell him all. Do you also tell him all, dearest, and reason with him. Tell him that you must remain here and must not go. Ah, why did he not marry that merchant's daughter in Moscow? Let him go and marry her now. She would suit him far better, and for reasons which I well know. Then I could keep you. For what is he to you, this Monsieur Bwikov? Why has he suddenly become so dear to your heart? Is it because he can buy you gewgaws? What are they? What use are they? They are so much rubbish. One should consider human life rather than mere finery. Nevertheless, as soon as I have received my next installment of salary, I mean to buy you a new cloak. I mean to buy it at a shop with which I am acquainted. Only you must wait until my next installment is due, my angel of a Barbara. Oh, God! My God! To think that you are going away into the steppes with Monsieur Bwikov, that you are going away never to return. Nay, but you shall write to me. You shall write me a letter as soon as you have started, even if it be your last letter of all, my dearest. Yet, will it be your last letter? How has it come about so suddenly, so irrevocably, that this letter should be your last? Nay, I will write, and you shall write. Yes, now, when at length I am beginning to improve my style. Style? I do not know what I am writing. I never do know what I am writing. I could not possibly know, for I never read over what I have written, nor correct its orthography. At the present moment I am writing merely for the sake of writing, and to put as much as possible into this last letter of mine. Ah, dearest, my pet, my own darling. The end.